Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Very tragic events have taken place in Charleston on the East Coast. A deranged, classically mentally ill-looking young man has bust into a church last night and basically sat there for an hour before shooting and killing execution-style nine black people on a white-on-black racial attack. And this is one of these events that I call a Rosetta Stone. There are a lot of them that are. But you can take this event and look at every angle of our problems through it and learn a lot. Number one, I don't mean this sarcastically, Dylan Roof, who's now in police custody, who walked around and posted to Facebook and places himself wearing, you know, South African apartheid attire and patches, should have gone and gotten a job at Planned Parenthood or gone to medical school to be an abortionist, and then he could kill tens of thousands of black people in his career and be called a great member of society. And that's what the smart racists do. That's why myself and Ja'Kari Jackson and others have gone out and demonstrated and protested out front Planned Parenthood here in Austin, Texas, and a bunch of death-loving scum, spiritual kindreds, I would say, in my opinion, crawl out from underneath rocks to come and attack us. And it's meant to inflame emotions. It's meant to create hysteria and fear. Some will say, is it a false flag? Well, because our government and other governments have been caught carrying out mass shooting false flags, and because it's in Operation Northwoods that they would wound people and shoot people at public places and then blame it on their political enemies as a pretext for war with Cuba. Because this happened in Operation Gladio back in the 1950s and 60s and 70s in Europe, you have to say we have to look at that. I don't think that's what this is. It could be. But we've seen other demons target white churches, black churches, Jewish synagogues. There was a famous case back in the late 90s in Fort Worth where a guy went in and shot and killed 14 people, mainly a white church. It was a white guy doing it. He was a Navy veteran. And then it turned out he told his neighbors he was under mind control. And I thought, oh, probably schizophrenic, till they talked to one neighbor and they said, no, we saw him one day being drug out by people in what looked like Navy uniforms and thrown in a white van. This is decades after he'd been in the Navy. You can look up that case. Buford Furrow, a white supremacist attacker of a Jewish day school, lived at an Air Force base in Oregon, if you look it up, and had national security connected emails. Take the theater shooting. That's a false flag. Was the shooter the actual shooter? We don't know, but he didn't know who he was and had been drugged up and told police and told people in next to his jail cell, I'm under mind control. I'm in a secret government program. And guess what? He was in a secret government program with computer brain interface, and his dad was in highest level secret government operations. And then they had a top government psychiatrist who'd run the entire Air Force base again in San Antonio, the entire complex of Air Force bases. This lady was the head of it. She goes 2 years before this happens and is at the college that the Batman shooter's at and basically takes a special interest in him, and he meets with her up to five times a week. And it just goes on from there. I mean, the police reports on Sirhan Sirhan on the JFK shooting that said he didn't do the shooting, and he'd been drugged. So this could be what's happening.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I got up at 5:30 in the morning, went in, had some coffee, got on the elliptical, turned on the television, and I saw the headlines, White Man Kills 9 at Black Church. Dylan Roof, the alleged gunman, has now been captured 200 plus miles away. This just the last 45 minutes. Charleston shooting suspect Dylan Roof, 21, apprehended. He had drug charges currently against him of a controlled substance. He'd been in and out of trouble, trespassing and other activities. And he just looks like the textbook case lunatic. And let me tell you, if I had a son like that, I would not be giving him a gun. But that's just common sense. There are so many angles to this tragedy. How the media is handling it. How they're building towards a race war this summer. How the answer is to arm every institution or organization that has been seen as a soft target in the past. He didn't go out looking for people in their neighborhoods because he knew they'd have guns. He went to where he knew he'd find black people who didn't have guns so the coward, if the official story's true, could have his way with them and reload repeatedly and then leave one person alive so they could tell the story. I don't know if this official story's true. And the media will attack me, I predict, by tonight for saying I don't know if it's true. His M.O. fits the type of person that would do something like this. This has gone on before. But because of Operation Gladio that was carried out, hundreds of operations in Europe from the 50s to the 80s, staging terror attacks to blame political opposition, left or right, NATO would stage a terror attack if a conservative group got too powerful or if a liberal group got too powerful or if a communist group got too powerful. It's been declassified by the Italian Supreme Court, partially by the U.S. government, that they blew up trains, did mass shootings, shot up churches, you name it. By the way, did you hear 10 were shot, 10 white people were shot and killed by 5 black gunmen? Of course, that was in 1993 when apartheid was ending, and then it came out in the news later that it had been organized and probably paid for by groups that wanted to keep apartheid in place. So there's the London Telegraph reporting on what many believe is a false flag. In 1993, Monday, the 26th of July, 10 shot dead in Cape Town Church. Black gunmen opened fire on congregation in attack likely to undermine negotiations in South Africa. Think so? But I want to be clear here. My gut has never been wrong, and it's not really my gut. It's the way this was reported, the way it broke, the way it's being handled, the way they didn't have scripts right up front, because I've been watching this pretty much since it was being reported on the news, because I woke up early this morning, a little bit earlier than usual. And bare minimum, this guy was involved somehow. His MO fits it. That's what my gut tells me. Because the media wasn't ready, wasn't all over this, didn't have it all greased like 9/11 or Sandy Hook or the Batman shooting in Aurora, Colorado. And I'm not going to go back over those, but Aurora is cut and dry drugging. Just like Sirhan Sirhan is in the LAPD declassified report, what, 15 years ago, that the police say he has been drugged, his hand was pinned, Sirhan Sirhan, he never shot RFK. Robert F. Kennedy was shot repeatedly in the back at point-blank range with big burn holes in his sports jacket, and he was shot by a literal CIA spook on CIA payroll from the Skunk Works. The Skunk Works provided security that day, you know, out on the West Coast. That's where they had the SR-71 Blackbird and other secret aircraft at the time. A guy from a spy plane facility came out to help, and boy, did he. So let's be clear. These things have been staged before, and what you do is you just drug somebody up, and then they don't remember what happens, and you set them up. We've got to hear from these witnesses. We've got to see what unfolds there. A 5-year-old that survived by playing dead and one person that the alleged killer kept alive to, quote, tell the story. But regardless, the mainstream media hyping racial division and race war in this country 24/7 and creating the perception that blacks are being targeted by white people everywhere for extermination has elicited a lot of low-intensity attacks on whites that, quite frankly, I see almost every day and don't even cover. Not that I'm covering up that whites are being targeted. I'll just mention, hey, there are attacks on whites. They're intensifying. Here's the crime statistics. It's very sad. This is being hyped. They want to get a race war going. Whites will start responding. Mentally ill criminal types. And then it could build towards a crescendo. And you see George Soros and the media pushing for this to federalize police after a summer of rage coming up this summer. This is it. This is the big one. With Obama with a year and a half left to try to ram through a bunch of federalization, gun control, you name it. They don't need to stage attacks because you've got 330 million people roughly in this country. It's a powder keg. So those are just some of the angles here. He's been apprehended. Who knows how obvious this will get if it is some type of staged event. And it could be. I'm not saying it's a staged event, but our government and criminal elements have done things like this before. The pastor was a state senator for 14 years. The pastor killed in Charleston. So it's very, 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 very suspicious that this is the particular place that was targeted. And I will say the whole thing smells, but the media wasn't ready with their talking points, so that leans towards it not being a false flag. Again, if you just joined us, there's an article from the Daily Beast. Everything known about Charleston shooting suspect Dylan Roof, the man accused of killing 9 inside a black church, wore pro-apartheid flags, held strong conservative beliefs. Notice they keep saying that conservatives are going to start mass shooting churches and malls and notice it's starting. And if you hype that enough and put that narrative out, enough TV shows and movies, not just in nonfiction, but in fiction, you're going to have mentally ill people that are going to say, hey, I'm not going to commit suicide by cop. I'm going to go out and kill a bunch of people. And then undoubtedly, there's going to be people running frame-up jobs, false flags against their own churches, burning them down for insurance money, burning crosses in front of them, shooting up their own churches. When you study the criminology, this always happens to get attention. The media will fan the flames of that, and then that will probably cause some real crazies to actually go out and do something as well and really get the ball rolling. Because they don't want civil unrest about the economy being shut down or about inequity and the globalists and the TPP and all these other big things that we're fighting right now. They want to change the narrative to whites and blacks fighting with each other. Police say they have arrested Dylan Storm Roof. This family needs to be looked into. The suspected killer of 9 people at a historic black church in Charleston. Roof, 21, is from Lexington, South Carolina, and has been taken into custody in Shelby County, North Carolina. At a press conference, we'll get Reverend Childress on today about this, from all Black Lives Matter. At a press conference, Police Chief Greg Mullen said a citizen tip led police to his car. He would not comment further on whether weapons were found in the vehicle, but said Roof was cooperative. Mullen refused to comment on Roof admitting to the shooting. He was previously arrested on April 26 on a trespassing charge and was awaiting moderation. Roof was also recently arrested on possession of a controlled substance. And again, earlier I was talking about mind control with Sirhan Sirhan and the police report, drug, didn't shoot RFK, other events, so many of these shooters. It made me think of McVeigh. The state police found him foaming at the mouth. That was in the report, slobbering, saying, I've got a chip, it hurts, get it out, crawling around the ground. Obviously mind control. He was set up. That's what they do. They give you an amnesiac, some trigger word, if you've already been programmed. I mean, this was declassified in the 70s by Frank Church in the Church Committee in the Senate. MK Ultra, MK Naomi, and others. It's way more advanced than that. You want to see what it's like? Denzel Washington's remake of the Manchurian Candidate is dead on. Dead on. Dead on. That's exactly how this works. But they don't even need to do that. They can just get you in with a psychiatrist when you're already in the system, get you on some drugs, they monitor you, they decide you're the right candidate, You're handed off to a handler. They drug you up for the event, then tell you run after you wake up. You don't know what happened, and then you end up going to a supermax prison, never to talk to the media again, in case you ever piece it all together. I'm not saying that happened, but
it's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
We don't have all the facts, but we do know that, once again, innocent people were killed in part because someone who wanted to inflict harm had no trouble getting their hands on a gun. Now is the time for mourning and for healing. But let's be clear. At some point, we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. It doesn't happen other places with this kind of frequency.
Nope, not with guns, but with baseball bats and knives, higher.
And it is in our power to do something about it.
England has three times the violent crime rate in the U.S.
I say that recognizing the politics in this town foreclose a lot of those avenues right now.
This is live.
But it'd be wrong for us not to acknowledge it.
Within hours of it happening,
and
nine dead, the president is out addressing it to hyphen.
Come to grips with it.
Yeah, come to grips. With you giving weapons to Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and Egypt to kill hundreds of thousands.
The issue of gun violence collectively.
And missiles to them.
The fact that this took place in a black church obviously also raises questions about a dark part of our history. This is not the first time that black churches have been attacked. And we know that hatred across races and faiths pose a particular threat to our democracy and our ideals. The good news is I am confident that
folks, this is it. They've been hyping race war, pushing it as hard as they can, saying the NRA is the new KKK, even though the NRA was founded in part 50-50, to arm blacks in the South who were being disarmed. In fact, there were calls by liberal groups to disarm whites particularly today, and I just want to point out that's been done before, but to blacks. In the South, the first gun laws were against blacks. And then when blacks migrated north to Chicago, New York, and D.C., they passed the most draconian laws in the country to disarm blacks. And that's why, what, you've got, last number I saw was 14 blacks a week are being shot almost exclusively by other blacks and killed in Chicago. You're not going to see a press conference from the president on that or on the 51% of blacks that were never born. You're going to hear them now say gun ownership, as Michael Moore has been saying, gun ownership is about racist white people. You go, that doesn't make sense. What's it with race? They're going to push it now. You see, it's not about the killer, the alleged killer, killing people. Whether you'd used a bomb or a truck or whatever, no, it's the gun did it, and if you've got guns, you want to kill black people. No, the answer is, if I was a black senator especially, or a senator period, and I gave speeches in public, you better bet your bottom dollar I'd be carrying a concealed handgun. But see, folks don't carry their guns to church, and they should. Let's go back to the president. Can't believe I'm saying he's the president, the traitor in chief.
Members of their own communities, but to all in need. They opened their doors to strangers who might enter a church in search of healing or redemption. Mother Emmanuel Church and his congregation have risen before.
He is so upset right now. He cares so much.
An earthquake.
About black people.
Mother dark times.
That's why they doubled the unemployment rate of blacks in 7 years.
And with our prayers and our love and the buoyancy of hope, it will rise again now as a place of peace.
See, they can take this event, just like a shark attack, super rare, but when it happens, it's huge news, and they can hype it, and then you can bet your bottom dollar there will be other racist, crazy people that will go out and attack blacks now, and vice versa, racist, crazy black people will go out and do the same thing. And we just barrel towards the summer with every historical analyst, financial analyst, cultural analyst saying this summer is going to be explosive, probably going to have a race war. Matt Drudge said we could see the fall of America. America is being set up for a fall, and out of that, the new socialist nightmare. And again, George Soros financed right-wingers that had a beef with the Russian groups, and some of them were legitimate beefs on both sides, to then bring that country down, and now look where they are, basically in flames, and in a major depression, being financially looted. And George Soros is in there funding this whole Black Lives Matter situation to get it going, and pointing out a lot of real things that are wrong and are happening, police brutality, you name it, towards this cultural crisis that they will then hold the whole country hostage with to accept tyranny. Remember what Al Sharpton said? We need to federalize all the police. We'll be back with the latest on the Charlton shooting, because this shows you where we're going.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
All loans subject to Index Corp. Will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around the tree to the ground, shattered from the sound.
Summer of Rage by Shooter Jennings.
A gas mask is the couture in the summer of
the globalists are conquering the whole planet right now. They are announcing in Europe that they're going to start freezing the general population's bank accounts and not allowing you to take out your deposits. That's mainstream news. They're announcing all over the world forced inoculations to begin outside of law. They are announcing planetary carbon taxes. Planetary government is being promoted by the Pope. And you'd think the number one story in the world is the tragic cold-blooded murder of 9 black people in Charleston. Stalin said one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 die, it's a statistic. And it's true. how many is it? How many black abortions? 14 million? 15 million? People don't care that were black children. Innocent. Cold-blooded murder. Chopped up. But we're not supposed to care about that. We're supposed to get upset only when Obama comes out and says we should get upset, and only when the police come out and say this is tragic and cold-blooded and horrible. And I get why they said that. But when illegal aliens murder and kill on a daily basis, it's kept out of the news because it's politically incorrect to point out that's going on. And they mainly kill other Hispanics. So the media decides when to hype something up. If two guys break out of prison, they have half a state manhunt, martial law in multiple towns, searching every house at gunpoint, just like Boston. It's a big story. You let 36,000 violent illegal aliens with felonies out, it's no big deal. Don't even deport them. Nine black people are killed, and they wrenchingly break down every single angle of it, rubbing salt in the wound with this whole background that there's this war on black people, and there is, through abortion, through socialism, through dependency, through weaponization of hip-hop, through the media. But see, never look at the real attack. Forget 14, 15 million dead blacks, nine dead black people. We've got to get the church as a country together to call for restricting the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment is racist. The NRA is the new KKK. These are the talking points you've heard for years, and now you see the plan to get the guns unfolding. I'll guarantee you, if I was a senator that gave public speaking engagements, I would have bodyguards, and I would be packing a gun. And if this guy really did it, which he may have, this alleged coward, he went to where he thought there'd be disarmed people, in a church, in a school, at a convention center. I told you, churches, schools, that's where the shooters are going to target. But see, if they have ISIS hit, people say, why'd you leave the border open? Why'd you fund ISIS? So instead, oh, this convenient person pops up. Is he mind control like Sirhan Sirhan? I don't know. Or like the Batman shooter? If it comes out he's being handled by an Air Force psychiatrist and was in a DARPA brain interface program and told people in the jail he's under mind control and woke up in a car somewhere like McVeigh, then I'll say it might be a false flag. Right now, too early to tell. And the way the media kind of was flat-footed at first means they weren't all ready to go with this. But they're still not wasting time, and Obama's now out setting the narrative. You know, we need to grieve, we need to investigate, but this is guns. And this is racism. Merging the two together to now make it cultural that guns are racist. Let me explain something. Can we bring the Barrett 50 cals in here, if Weldon can get those? You know, one is brown and the other is black. So, see, I discriminate when it comes to guns. I like them black, or I like them brown, or I like them green, like the Incredible Hulk. I don't like shiny chrome ones, and they've even seen, like, for, I guess, no warfare, they've got white bodies that go on guns. You know, I'm kind of discriminatory. I don't like white guns. But I'll assure you, my Barrett 50 caliber rifles have never been used in any murders, period. Not mine. The 50 cal itself has never been used in a murder. It's been used in one crime. And there are hundreds of thousands of the Barrett alone in circulation in the U.S. In fact, it was 50 caliber rifles that the SWAT team in Dallas used, or a suburb did, to stop that armored vehicle last weekend. We're 330 million people. There's going to be shootings. There's going to be car wrecks. There's going to be shark attacks. There's going to be bee attacks. There's going to be deer jumping out in front of your car. People die. Things happen. Anyone that sells the idea that they can take your freedom to keep you safe wants to enslave you, period. So is it a false flag? I don't know. Are they pushing to destroy the Second Amendment with this? You bet. Are they building and hyping civil unrest and a war against local government so the feds can come in to federalize as the peacekeeper and conquer the states this summer? Absolutely. In fact, can you guys cue up Al Sharpton from a month ago saying we need to federalize all the police? Well, the Fed itself has been captured, and then it's game over. And then the feds can direct the local police to persecute you for your political beliefs. And that'll magnify the corruption of the Justice Department hundreds of times. Here is Al Sharpton, in case you're wondering what the motive is. Disarming the public, federalizing local government. Here it is.
We've been fighting all over the country, which is why we're going to do this march from here to Washington. We need the Justice Department to step in and take over policing in this country. In the 20th century, they had to fight states' rights and to get the right to vote. We had to fight states' rights in terms of closing down police cases. Police must be held accountable. I don't think all police are bad. I don't even think most are bad. But those that are need to be held accountable.
And the answer is federalizing them. It's always the answer. As if the feds aren't corrupt, as if they don't persecute people, as if there aren't bad groups in there. I mean, at the top, it's completely corrupt. My God, they ran fast and furious. I forgot about Sirhan. Sirhan being a false flag with JFK's brother, RFK. The Batman shooting, clearly staged. McVeigh, clearly drugged. I mean, that was in the Oklahoma newspaper. That was on the national news that McVeigh was crawling around the ground, foaming at the mouth, drugged. Look it up. Saying to the state police, I've got a chip, it burns, get it out. And then weird medical procedures were done once he got to the prison. And then they had Jolyon West, the number two most famous mind control doctor in U.S. history, the protege of Dr. Ewing Cameron, who ran Project MK Ultra with kidnapped school children. That's on History Channel. Over 5,000 school children were kidnapped and taken to CIA facilities in Toronto by Dr. Ewing Cameron, who was able to program them into new identities and to basically work as government delivery agents with multiple personalities to have a one personality that would deliver a message and another personality that was dominant. And they had them as sex slaves, Project Monarch. I'm not making this up. Look it up. But I'd forgotten all the other cases. Another one was just popping in my head where it was mind control. This guy looks like mind control, but he may have been culturally mind controlled. His statements were reportedly, black people are taking over and taking over our women. No, actually, black people's population is not growing, and black people are a test model for destroying everybody and are just in absolute hell with their unemployment doubled and just under total attack. Contrary to what if he is some cornball, you know, racist idiot, loser, who was brought up to, I mean, obviously he was mad. He's 21. You think this guy could get a girlfriend? So then he got upset, if he really is organic attacker, and went out because he thought somebody was, quote, getting his women. Spoken like someone that can't get any women. I can't get any women because of the black people. No, you can't get any women because you're a freak. If you really did this. But he's got the 1,000-yard stare of somebody who's been mind controlled. David Knight's coming in the next segment to break down the 10 white people that were shot and killed out of 40-plus that were shot, a story you probably never heard about, and how it turned out that, I remember at the time it came out on the news, you know, that a lot of folks said that the pro-apartheid people had actually hired contractors and mercenaries to do it because it turned out some of the shooters were white, and they never really got to the bottom of it. And that, of course, was to stop apartheid being banned is to kill a bunch of white people. So is it a false flag? I don't know. We're going to be investigating it. Paul Watson has an investigative report on InfoWars.com. Charlton shooting, what they're not telling you. He just filed this report at InfoWars.com. Again, the suspect is in custody. Theodore Kaczynski, L.A. Times. Alexander Cockburn was the writer. It was declassified that he was in Project MK Ultra for 30 years. And now he's in a Supermax in Colorado and never even gets to see the sky and doesn't get to talk to anybody. The Department of Justice decides that prisoners can talk to people. And guess what? He can't talk to anybody. We're going to skip this network break because this is so important. And we're going to play Paul Watson's special report. Then David Knight's coming in here after that break. But one of the reporters, or I guess I need to, because all these examples of false flags were just popping in my head and admissions of mass shootings and things that it turned out had been staged. And there's so many of them, I can't even remember some of them. It'll pop in my head for a minute and then I'll move on to something else. It's just littered with them. But I mean, is this a false flag? I don't know. But even if it's not, the culture of hyping race war is a form of soft mind control. Just like 2020 did a report, how death education, even ABC News got it right, after just a few years of death education, suicide in young girls tripled. It went up almost double in boys, but boys aren't as suggestible as girls in those age groups. And suicide tripled because 10 and 11 and 12-year-old girls were not thinking about how to commit suicide with a shoelace. I remember how much trouble we'd get in watching fake wrestling, and then there'd be kids that thought it was real and that you could get up after you body slam somebody, and they'd pick a kid up. I never did this, but I knew kids that got in a lot of trouble, and they'd body slam. Saw it a few times. Body slam somebody on the playground and, you know, break their back or break ribs. And it's the same thing. People watch this, they hear this, and they don't understand that you can kill people body slamming somebody. Well, it's the same thing with suicide education. And teen suicide has exploded. It's like they educate girls on cutting and have seminars on don't cut yourself. And then what do the girls all do? They all run off and start cutting themselves. The DARE program has been proven to cause increased drug use. You go in and show them drugs, show them how to use it. 10-year-olds aren't thinking about that. It's insane. Let's go to Paul Watson's report. We're going to come back with David Knight in studio.
Leftists pounced on the Charleston shooting before the bodies were even cold to push their twin agenda of gun control and racial division. Liberals are hastily exploiting this tragic incident to fabricate the myth that there are armies of white people waiting to commit violent hate crimes against blacks. They're even advocating that only white people be disarmed, an inverse of early racist gun control laws which targeted black people. The reality is somewhat different. Here's what they're not telling you. There's no wave of hate crimes being committed by whites against black people. Justice Department figures show that black people comprise 13% of hate crime victims, a figure in line with their population numbers. White people, on the other hand, comprise 65% of hate crime victims. And from 2003 to 2006, black people comprise just 7% of hate crime victims. Black people are responsible for half of all homicides within the United States, despite making up only 13% of the population. Department of Justice statistics show that between 1980 and 2008, blacks committed 52% of homicides compared to 45% of homicides committed by whites. There's clearly a problem of violent criminality within the black community, but hardly anyone is talking about it. Despite being outnumbered by whites 5-1, blacks commit 8 times more crimes against whites than vice versa, according to FBI statistics. A black male is 40 times more likely to assault a white person than the reverse. Incidents involving hate crimes, including murders, where the perpetrator is black and the victim is white, are almost universally ignored by the mainstream media. For years, the phenomenon of overwhelmingly black people randomly attacking white people on the street was disguised by the press, calling it the knockout game, when in reality it represented a disturbing wave of violent black-on-white hate crime. And once again, we're seeing this dumb argument made by liberals who claim that the Charleston shooting isn't being called an act of terrorism simply because the perpetrator is white. They seem to be incapable of visiting dictionary.com and finding out that terrorism means to use violence to coerce for political purposes, particularly targeting institutions of government. Newsflash, when white guys commit acts of terror which are politically motivated, they are labeled terrorists. Bill Ayers, Ted Kaczynski, Timothy McVeigh, Eric Robert Rudolph. They were all denounced as terrorists. When Ishmael Abdullah Brinsley shot two NYPD cops in the head last December in a Black Lives Matter revenge attack, which was clearly politically motivated, he wasn't called a terrorist. So by that benchmark, neither should the Charleston shooter. Many on the left even demanded that the German wing's suicide pilot be labeled a terrorist simply because he was white, when that incident had zero political motivation whatsoever. Same thing with the Chapel Hill shooting. Just like the NYPD shooting, racial division, fueled by the Black Lives Matter movement, in coordination with the Obama Justice Department on one side, and white supremacists on the other side, who hide behind racism to ignore the very real problem of police brutality, meant that the Charleston shooting was all too predictable. Should law-abiding blacks be made to feel guilty for disproportionately high black homicide rates? No. But by the same token, law-abiding whites should not be figuratively put on trial and pressured to atone for their white guilt and relinquish their Second Amendment rights in response to events like the Charleston shooting. So long as the debate continues to be centered around hating on and shaming people for their skin color, resentment on both sides will continue to boil over, encouraging mentally disturbed people to violently act out, with more innocent victims being the price we pay for our obsession with race. Check out the other videos, subscribe to the channel. I'm Paul Joseph Watson for Infowars.com.
We told you that the soft targets are going to start getting hit. They're going to claim it's right-wingers. The feds said the patriots, the veterans, the conservatives are going to attack minorities. They're going to attack the government. We need to federalize everything right now. And then they hype a culture that with their algorithms and with their actuaries and with their cultural programs, they can then predict with certainty, almost down to when it's going to happen and what area, when crime is going to be committed. That's the new pre-crime computers they've got that are pretty darn accurate. So they're hyping this, and police departments and folks have noticed it, that they're being targeted. And again, we're not defending corrupt police departments or bad cops. The point is, it's they're trying to cause civil unrest and a civil war to smokescreen the TPP, new banker bailouts, and Europe that is diving into a depression right now. To me, that's the biggest story here. What is the tragic death of nine black people at church by this cold-blooded killer? If you believe the official story, I don't know. I mean, how could you believe it when the government's been caught doing it over and over again? But regardless whether it's hardcore mind control, classic mind control, or just cultural mind control, this obsession with race and this pushing it has caused it. And as more whites get attacked, and as it comes out on the internet, you're going to have mentally ill people that are mad because they can't get a girlfriend because they're weirdos, who are going to go out and target black people, and vice versa. Hispanic immigrants in California don't get along very well with black people. In fact, it's the worst relations out there. They're targeting blacks and killing them. Do we blame all Hispanics? No. This is a time bomb, though, ladies and gentlemen. This is America turning into a giant prison culture where we're all divided into our groups, and the globalists sit there as the warden and as the jail guards. That's the model. George Soros isn't pushing a revolution to give you all socialism and free goodies. When they're done, We're going to live under a federalized, hardcore fascist police state. That's what he's done in Ukraine, funding literal Heiling Hitler Nazis. We're going to go to David Knight in the rest of this segment, the next, with breaking news. But before we do that, LiverShield is one of the best-selling products we've ever had. It's only been out 3 days. It's simply amazing. You can take it every day with key concentrated herbs for overall liver health on record. Or you can do the cleanse that I'm currently doing right now. For some folks, this cleanse is smooth. For some, it's a little rough with the apple cider vinegar. But regardless, just Google gallstones. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Watch the informational video in the Liver Shield area. And you can see us break it down and show photos of gallstones. Most people have a bunch of stones. And when almost everybody takes this and does the six-day cleanse, you flush them out of your body. And it's not painful for almost everyone like a kidney stone is very painful. I passed a bunch of these 6 months ago when I did this at first. It was not painful. The apple cider vinegar can upset your stomach if you do it on an empty stomach. And the oxy powder flushes out your guts. And you know, that's just more of an irritant for 6 days. But it's very exciting. I want to thank you all for your support. You really get fast, quick results for almost everyone. You've heard the reviews of the other products, read the reviews. They're five-star. We are selling out of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. If you want to secure that, we're almost sold out of that. We're working to try to get the raw material and produce more. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And, again, you also need your Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Organic 2.0 at InfoWarsHealth.com for all the wonderful Longevity line of products. When you purchase it there, you can get free shipping with auto ship and a 30% discount when you first sign up to be a member. Costs, what, $10 to be a member at InfoWarsHealth.com. And that purchase also funds our operations, InfoWarsHealth.com. And you can also go to InfoWarsLife.com to find our products. The new Liver Shield is out, and can't wait to hear your reviews of that. David Knight, we're going to break in 4 minutes, but you brought to my attention something I'd forgotten about. So I remember reading about this years after it happened when I got on air in 95, that there had been a false flag in South Africa to blame black people. And it was never completely proven, but it was white gunmen attacking whites in a church. Let's break this down, David Knight.
Yeah, Alex, I have to say that this shooting in South Carolina is absolutely horrific to me, the idea that somebody could sit there for an hour with people praying, studying the Bible, talking about God, and then stand up and shoot them.
Sounds like mind control.
Absolutely insane. But we need to look at and make sure that this doesn't metastasize into a tragedy across this country, turn this into a race war. We don't want that to happen. And so I think it's instructive to look at the situation back in South Africa 22 years ago and see that there were people in South Africa that wanted to start a race war to keep apartheid from being overturned. You had a white minority. They were on the cusp of getting a black majority democracy there. A lot of people didn't want to see that happen. There were outbreaks of violence in the black townships, but this was the first time it had happened in white suburbs. And it's interesting to see what happens, and it's interesting to see how they react to one person with a gun. Now, in the St. James Church, what they had was five hooded gunmen. They break into this church in Cape Town, South Africa, during a church service. There's 1,000 people there. 10 people are killed, 53 are wounded. They come in with AK-47s, five black gunmen. They lob in two hand grenades. But one guy in the church stands up with a 38, and he fires back. And at that point, they run. They later caught him, and they said, we had Molotov cocktails loaded and ready to go. They were going to burn that church down with 1,000 people.
But it turned out some of the gunmen were white.
That's right. Now, initial reports from the police said there were two white gunmen as well as the five black gunmen.
But even mainstream media admitted it was politically motivated. Stay there back in 70 seconds. Charlie Manson, he wanted a race war. That's what Helter Skelter was. See, they've been planning this a while. We'll be back.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturers
manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality, loyal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.